You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Restrictions apply.
Welcome into the Gym Class here at KGYM on this Wednesday afternoon as we come your way from our studios here in the Southwest Side. Scott Udash with you. Ben on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes joining me coming up in a moment. Jam-packed show for you today. We got the Hall of Famer Mark Ironside joining us to talk college wrestling here in just a little bit as Iowa and Ohio State get ready for a very important Big Ten duel coming up in Columbus. And that will be coming up on Friday night at 7 o'clock. That will be live on the Big Ten Network. We'll talk with Mark about that coming up. And then in the back half of the program, Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette will join us as we'll talk local hockey. The Cedar Rapids Colonels with their 2022 staff being announced today. We'll talk about that as well as some high school hoops with JJ, and we'll do that in the back half of the hour. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well if you'd like to reach out to us in that manner. And again, we always, as always, thank you for listening on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids. In Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM, as well as a KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. We take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn follows us from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, getting ready for Iowa State women's basketball tonight. Cyclones host the Texas Longhorns from Hilton Coliseum. 6 o'clock will be the pregame show, and 6:35 with the tip-off. More on that coming up in just a little bit as Mark Dukes joins me from the chilly Southwest Side on this sunny but very brisk Wednesday afternoon. How you doing?
Good afternoon. Forward to talking to our guests today. Good afternoon to you and everyone else out there. And we got an Iowa State game last night to digest, an Iowa game to look forward to tonight, a Bowling Night in America preview, and a sobering anniversary.
Yeah, we start off with that. Of course, today marks the 29th anniversary of the night we lost Chris Street. In the state of Iowa, and it's been marked many, many years with many different remembrances, if you will, about the life and times of someone that I not only on the basketball court, I think, would have made a great impression, but definitely in life beyond basketball. Had a terrific family, was a terrific ball player, very grounded. And we always take time on this January 19th to remember a great individual that left us way, way too early, Mark and Chris Street.
Yeah, and it's worth noting that this is an anniversary. We've been, seems like each and every year we go down the road of, you know, where were you when the accident happened and your favorite remembrances of Chris Street. And a lot of folks remember that victory over Michigan, Iowa's first home game after Chris's passing. But I would note, I mean, there's some connections to this particular Iowa program, and nothing less than Keegan Murray and his two sons, Chris and Keegan. Kenyon was a teammate of Chris Street. A.C. Earl was on that team. Russ Millard from Cedar Rapids. I could go on down the list, but at a minimum, worth noting that this is an anniversary that's fairly sobering.
It is. It is. And yeah, we all remember exactly that particular night. I will never forget it, for one. And like you mentioned, Kenyon, of course, Chris Murray, one of the twins named after Chris Street. Yes. It is spelled differently. We know that, but still, the honor was right there. And if you ever get the chance to get into the tunnels of Carver Hawkeye Arena, of course, always encourage you to stop by and take a look at all the remembrances of Chris Street. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. And I guess apropos that the Hawkeyes hit the court tonight on this anniversary, as Iowa will take on the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers at the Jersey Mike's Arena / Rack, the 8,000-seat cozy home of the Scarlet Knights, where since Rutgers has been in the Big Ten, Iowa's had a pretty good go of it, including, we all remember, the Joe Wieskamp falling out of bounds, off balance, behind the backboard, in the corner, three-pointer that won a game for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, that was a big one for sure, and I expect it to be a very good game tonight. Iowa, a slight favorite, which is kind of unusual on the road, but you've got graybeards like Jordan Bohannon and Geo Baker and Ron Harper Jr. Squaring off once again, and I noticed earlier the Twitter exchange between Bohannon and Geo Baker. Geo Baker saying, you've aged well, my friend. I think they'll have a nice exchange tonight and a pretty spirited game.
Yeah, and like we said, Iowa's been very good in Piscataway since Rutgers got into the league. We'll see if that happens again coming up tonight. It's a late start, East Coast time, 8:35, 7:30 here in the Midwest, and should be a very interesting game coming up this evening between Iowa and Rutgers. That game tonight as well on the Big Ten Network. 319-366-1600. Rutgers, by the way, 10-6 on the year right now. And Iowa coming into this one tonight with a record of 13-4 and 3-3 in the Big Ten Conference. Last night in Lubbock, Iowa State and Texas Tech. Neither team shot the ball real well in the first half. Tech got a lot better shooting in the second half, and they pounded the glass. And ended up, I think, a 12-point game. Really was never that close in the second half. But a win for Texas Tech, and the Red Raiders and the Cyclones split. They are done for the season. The only way they can meet again would be in the Big 12 tournament or in the NCAA tournament. But it was a game Iowa State just seemingly never could get off the canvas with, and you credit that to Texas Tech. They are a physical team, and boy, do they attack the boards.
They really do, and it was a very close first half, a three-point game in Tech's favor going into the locker room, and both teams played unbelievable defense. You can look at the shooting percentages and say, man, these two teams are awful on offense. And they're really not great by any means, but the defenses were terrific, and Tech kept that up in the second half. Tech had a five-rebound advantage for the game, but, boy, it sure seemed like more than that as Tech really went after it on the boards. Iowa State down 20 or more at one time and just couldn't find a whole lot of offense. Caleb Grill with 17 and Brockington with 12. But aside from that, Hunter only had 4. Kalsher only had 7. Got into foul trouble. And one of those games on the road.
Yeah, it was one of those games on the road, certainly. And last night, Wisconsin with a road win in the Big Ten. Brad Davison with his greetings to the Northwestern bench. And Chris Collins last night, if you didn't see that. Yes. Hey, Brad doing what Brad does best, stirring things up. And, yeah, that's what he did. But Wisconsin keeps rolling along throughout the campaign so far. A few Chris Street remembrances coming down the text line here, and always, like we said, very melancholy on this January 19th that rolls around each and every year. 8186 saying, how about a compromise? How about 7:30 games in Carver instead of 8 o'clock? I'm for 7:30 games. I think people could live with 7:30 games. Better than 6, better than 8. 7 or 7:30. I'm all for it. But you got to talk to the powers that be at the Big Ten Network, everybody.
That's where it starts.
It's where it starts and where it ends. 319-366-1600. as we come your way on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. We got to take a quick break, come back, and Mark Ironside, the Hall of Famer, will join us as we talk Iowa Hawkeye wrestling, college wrestling, and more right after this weather update and a break on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and temperatures are going to stay in the single digits for the rest of the afternoon. Wind chills will stay in the teens below zero. As we head into tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies. The wind stays strong. Temperatures will be dropping down below zero, and wind chills will be in the range of negative 20 to negative 30. As we head through the day on Thursday, we'll have plenty of sunshine, but temperatures are going to stay close to zero, and those wind chills will remain below zero once again. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
BetMGM, the King of Sportsbooks, welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code HANSON200, HANSON200, when you make your first bet. Plus, you'll earn M Life rewards that you can redeem for rooms and dining at any MGM resort. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code HANSON200, Hanson with an O, to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in the game you wager on. Nothing beats a win at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. New customer offer, 21 years of age or older to wager, Iowa only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800. Bets off.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
When it comes to choosing a Medicare Advantage plan, Blue is affordable. Blue is convenient. Blue is staying healthy. And now, Blue is Medicare Advantage from Wellmark Advantage Health Plan. All-in-one plans including medical and drug coverage, plus health benefits like dental, vision, hearing, fitness, and more. Some available at $0 premiums. Compare plans at wellmarkadvantage.com. Wellmark Advantage Health Plan is a PPO and an HMO plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Wellmark Advantage Health Plan depends on contract renewal.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
317 back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM as we take you through the Wednesday edition of the show. And we're going to talk some college wrestling right now as Mark Ironside set to join us. And Mark's appearance is brought to you out there by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. And stop on by Kurt, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. He is right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. We'll talk about Iowa and Ohio State, a big one in the Big Ten coming up on Friday night in Columbus. Is Mark joining us here? But we got a couple of meets to look back on for the Hawkeyes over the weekend, and another redshirt pulled. Are you? I know you were tipped off, but are you surprised at this one?
I am. I'm very surprised by it, and I think a lot of people are. People are just kind of questioning, like, what's going on. So is DeSanto coming back? You know, and no one really knows. I mean, I kind of know some behind the scenes story there, but it's just a weird deal that we really haven't been down this road. I will just say that he's physically healthy and he's fine. It just matters him as a matter of him getting on the right page and getting out there and being able to compete at his, you know, highest ability and level, and we'll kind of see how it goes from here. But obviously, if we're going to pull a guy out of redshirt, then we mean business there, and we're not just going to go pull them out and waste a year for nothing, you know. So very interesting, but need to get things figured out there really quickly, and we could use DeSanto in the lineup 100% and all his points that he could possibly bring.
Mark, what were your takeaways from the trip over in the, into the state of Illinois last weekend?
I thought, again, I think we hit the nail on the head last week, and you're the one that brought it up, Mark, that Max Mirren is the kind of guy that doesn't really get in the limelight that much and kind of goes undetected. And this last weekend, again, if I'm going to give someone an OW for the weekend, I'm going to give it to Max Mirren. I mean, that was a great match that he wrestled against Yaya Thomas of Northwestern, who was ranked higher than him. He's tough to wrestle. He's really, really good, very athletic. And Mirren is just so workmanlike. He's had a lot of matches this year where he's come from behind. He's won. He's done a really good job. Not flash. He's just never that real flashy type of guy. But somehow, some way, he finds a way to get the job done out there. And he's just so stingy. And he's really tough to take down and hard for people to wrestle. And he's going to have a huge match this Friday night against Sammy Sasso of Ohio State, who's ranked number two. So I don't even know what Mirren's up to in the rankings right now, but he keeps whittling away and working his way up there. And I would love to see him on the All-American stand. But I think from last weekend, Max Mirren looked good. I think that Drake Ayala is continuing to look good. He had a huge match against Northwestern that he won. That was a big match against a tough kid. That kid had beaten the Minnesota kid that has beat, Drake three times this year. That kid beat him just the week before. So, kudos to Drake. And he didn't have as good of a performance against Illinois, but he still looked good and he got the job done. I'm really anxious to see how he competes this Friday night in a hostile environment in Columbus, Ohio, when basically his decision between colleges came down to Ohio State and Iowa. So that'll be interesting and fun for him.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. And that's going to be a fun meet. We'll get to that in a moment. Hey, has Kemmer figured out, I'm old, and if I just go out and pin guys, I don't have to be out there as long? Is that the MO?
It's called, God, that's just so much easier. Why don't I just do that every time? I didn't make the trip last weekend, and I'm not even going to try and pronounce it, but the guy's name from Northwestern, it was really, really difficult to pronounce. And I know that my radio partner, Stephen Grace, texted me and says, all I know is I hope he calls it. He pins his kid in the first period, so I don't have to say this name freaking throughout the whole entire 7 minutes. And he did. He pinned him right away. So Kemmer looked good. Two falls this last weekend. He looked really good. He's going to have a tough match tomorrow or Friday night against Ethan Smith of Ohio State. He's good. He's hard to wrestle. He's stingy. This will be the really good first test to see where Michael Kemmer is at.
Probable lineups don't mean everything, as you know, Mark, but it's interesting that it's either DeSanto or Shriver at 33, but you got Ironman back in there. Kemmer's in there. Pretty much full strength if DeSanto goes, but still, that question mark right there, it's an either-or situation.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, Mark. I really, really don't know what's going to happen. To be honest with you, I don't think the coaches even know what they're going to do there for sure right now. And so they're just taking both guys and figure it out as they go and kind of see how things evolve and go from there. So, but I think that either way, you go full steam ahead. And Colin Shriver's not wrestling bad at all. I mean, he wrestled, a 1 or 2 point match to Cannon of Northwestern, who's ranked, I think, 5th or 6th in the country. Not a bad kid at all. Really difficult to wrestle. Just kind of stays in good position. Shriver, he's got to learn how to finish matches, but at the same time, too, I mean, we just pulled him out of redshirt. And he's got a lot to learn and a lot to improve on. And, you can always redshirt him next year, too. Some down the road might be something Tom's thinking of, too. But for right now, we can't just sit around and wait. We got to get going. And the next best thing is Colin Shriver. So we take him out and put him out on the mat. And I think that's a smart thing to do. And he's no slouch. And for a lot of people that don't really know, Colin Shriver, Drake Ayala was a 3-time state champion. And Colin Shriver is the reason he was only a three-timer, not a four-timer. Colin Shriver beat Drake Isla at state tournament Drake's freshman year. And so they're really good friends now. They've gone to the same club and for years over there at Seabolt. And I think it's kind of cool to see those guys in the lineup as a 1-2 punch. And I think they feed off each other really well, is what I guess I'm saying, with kind of going around full circle with that.
Yeah.
Mark, I don't want to paint you into a corner. I'd never want to do that. I'm sure you have a muzzle on certain things, but if we say that it's not physical with DeSanto, what's left? It's mental.
Well, I mean, that's a part of it. You know, I mean, wrestling's a mental sport. And, you know, it's just about feeling good and feeling right and feeling good about yourself. And, you know, and as a lot of people know, Austin has a form of autism, and you know, he's always kind of been on edge in certain situations and stuff. And it's kind of like I don't even know what I want to say, like it's not like a mental sickness or something like that, but it's a mental health type of thing. We got to make sure that he's healthy, bottom line, from in that retrospect. And I think that's what they're doing right now, and you don't want to just throw him out there when he's not healthy. And from that standpoint. So, but I don't know. It's just a weird deal. It's something I've never seen before and kind of run across or anything like that. So, I, you know, respect, you know, Coach Tom Brands and his coaching staff and DeSanto, who's an absolutely awesome, awesome kid, that they'll get it figured out and things will be good. I sure as heck hope so. That's for sure. So,
yeah. Mark Ironside joining us here, Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here at 3:26. Last appearance for Alex Marinelli in Ohio, taking on his hometown state, his home state anyway. It always means a lot for Marinelli. Coming off, he didn't wrestle, I know, on Sunday. He got a forfeit, but he's got a tough one as well at 165 against a top 10 rated wrestler.
Yeah, he does. He's got a tough match against that Carson Karchlaw, I think is how you pronounce that name. He's an Ohio kid, so... But Marinelli hasn't been wrestling, I don't think, up to par for Marinelli this year. He's been doing okay. He's been getting the wins, but not in Marinelli style or fashion. So I think this will be a good opportunity for him to go out and really, you know, put the kibosh on something there. And is like you said, in his home state, I think that adds a little bit more fuel to the fire for him, and it makes it that much more interesting. There's a lot of storylines going in this dual meet against Ohio State, and Ohio State's a good team. They're probably the toughest team that we've faced all year long, but they just got whipped last weekend by Michigan, and Michigan is on a tear, and it's going to be fun Friday night because Michigan and Penn State wrestle Friday night, as well as us and Ohio State. So I'm not sure if all those matches are on the Big Ten Network or what, but they're going to be a lot of fun to watch if they are back to back.
Mark, I don't know much about the Covelli Center. It's a Queen Arena, less than 4,000 capacity. What do you know about it?
I know that it's brand new and it's packed. It's jam packed full every single time they have a dual meet. But I don't, is that what we're wrestling though, for sure?
That's what it says.
That's what it says. Cause when we have gone in there in the past, that arena is just plain too small for our dual meets. And it's kind of like Rec Hall with Penn State and Bryce Jordan Arena. I mean, they typically wrestle in Rec Hall, which holds 6,000 people out of Penn State and State College. But when we come to town, they usually put it in Bryce Jordan because that holds, you know, 16, 17,000 people. And I hate – and then they sell that out. So I hate it if Ohio State, we would wrestle on there and in front of 4,000 people when we could be, you know – putting 10,000-12,000 in, you know, whatever the other big arena is. I don't know what it's called there. So I'm hoping that's where we wrestle. But it also might be an issue where you'll have they have basketball in that arena that night. So I don't know. I guess we'll see. But regardless, it's going to be a very, very fun environment to wrestle in. I love wrestling in those kind of compact, hostile type environments. But there's a lot of Iowa wrestling fans in Ohio, but the Ohio fans do not like Iowa wrestling. I mean, there's someone there that will root for the Hawkeyes and be wearing their Hawkeye gear, but most of them are, they're not big fans of Iowa. But it's funny because, you know, like different storylines, we've talked about many years now, that Tom Brian, the head coach there, he was roommates with, you know, Terry Brands at Iowa. I mean, he was an All-American for Iowa and same age as Tom and Terry and great friends in college. And he left Iowa and he went out there and he went out to Hofstra and then he got the head job at Ohio State, took that job. And it's been a great rivalry ever since. He's done a really, really good job out there.
Yeah. And, by the way, it is back-to-back. Michigan-Penn State is at 5 o'clock, just ahead of Iowa-Ohio State on the Big Ten Network. So if you're a wrestling fan, Friday night is appointment television for you.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun night to watch. A really, really fun night to watch some wrestling of the Big Ten. And then the final weekend, obviously, you've got the Penn State duel with Iowa on Friday night at 8 p.m., and they're coming out with a Tom and Terry Brands thing on the Big Ten Network at Story as well, too, which is going to be very interesting and exciting to watch as well, too. So all sorts of good stuff coming up.
How's your fundraising efforts going?
We're doing good. Doing good. We're up to first place, which, you know, isn't like, you know, it's not the end. So, I mean, we're all about first place. I try to get to $20,000 every year. So I think I'm at 9 right now. The last I looked, somewhere around 9. So we're getting there, about halfway there. I think we're overall at 60, and our goal this year for the Hawkeye Wrestling Club is 150. So we're getting closer with the efforts of you guys and Loretta. So I thank you very much.
Well, appreciate that. And everybody go and check it out at Hawkeye Wrestling Club. You mentioned Michigan and Penn State. Last Sunday, while Iowa was beating Illinois, Wisconsin got Minnesota for the first time in a dozen years. Wisconsin's wrestling really well.
Yeah, they are. How about that? I was really surprised by that. Wisconsin looked good. They got some big matches in there, and it was interesting to see. That's what makes it fun. Minnesota's kind of gone backwards here in the last couple of years. I know they got Gable in there, but they have not been wrestling all that great this year, and Wisconsin got them. So, and we have Wisconsin. That'll be our last dual meet at home after Penn State.
Easy to say these next two duels are going to go a long way to determine Big Ten championship, Big Ten seedings, and a lot more things, won't it?
Yes, very much so. And, you know, this Ohio State one, you know, they got a lot of ranked guys. They're ranked at 25 with Henselman. So that's a big match, even though he's ranked 18th. But that's still a big match for Drake Ayala. They're ranked at 41, 49, 65, all the way through heavyweight, they're ranked. So a lot of big matches there, big matches against Penn State. My thing is, though, is we got to go in there. We got to stay healthy against Ohio State so we can bring a full army to the table, because it's going to take a full healthy army to take on Penn State at home on the 28th at Cover Hawk Arena.
Hey, one question before we let you go here, Mark, from the text line, 1238, asking, and I think I know the answer, but I can have you talk about it here. They asked, does wrestling have the same redshirt rules as other sports, such as basketball? Like, you can play, what, 3 games in football without losing your redshirt. I don't think that is the case in wrestling, but you can answer that question.
That is not the case.
Yeah.
So Colin Strever, if his redshirt is pulled, he toes the line, that whistle has blown.
That's it.
He gets injured in the first minute of that match. His redshirt is completely pulled, and his redshirt is no longer.
Would you like to see that change?
I'd love to see it changed. You know, I don't know why it's like that for some sports, but not other sports. So, but at the same time, it kind of makes things different, weird for wrestling, because, you know, if that was the case, let's say they have a really stud true freshman in there, and they want to bring him out for one dual meet just to try and win that dual meet, and then they turn around and they put him right back in redshirt, and, well, that's not the team you're looking to, you know, compete with at the end of the season. But it's kind of favoring you just to win a specific dual meet. So, but I'd like to see it change from a common sense standpoint, from like an injury point. So if someone brings, but that's what they have medical redshirts for, but they don't really ever allow, they don't give medical redshirts out left and right by any means, not on the sport of wrestling like they do other sports, it seems like. So I don't know. I just don't understand why the other sports, they're allowed, you know, one game or two games or three games or whatever it is. It's not that I would say I'd like to see it change from the wrestling standpoint to where wrestling should be like those sports, but I'd rather see the other sports have to be like wrestling, to where if you pull it and if someone steps foot on the court or on the field or on the mat or whatever it may be, that red shirt is pulled and his eligibility has now started.
Yeah. And there is no appeal process for wrestling. I know that. Like you said, once you're out there, you're out there. So, that's, I guess, the last bastion as far as college sports and that situation is concerned. Are you flying or busing?
Flying. We got a flight tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, and then we'll be back at about 11:30 on Friday night. So it's there and back, in and out, quick trip, turnaround.
There you go. There you go.
Yep.
All right.
And we'll be off, and I'll be at the Girls State Wrestling Tournament in the Extreme Arena on Saturday.
That is going to be great.
Lots of wrestling. Good jam-packed weekend full of it.
All right. All right, Mark, thanks. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right. See you guys. Thank you.
Mark Ironside, the Hall of Famer, joining us here on Wednesdays, and his appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. We will take a break, come back. Jeff Johnson of the Gazette joins us after this.
It's time to join the club. On select days, if you bet $25 on that week's highlighted sport, Elite Sportsbook will give you an easy $5 free bet back with a total of $65 up for grabs in January. Plus, new signups can take advantage of their first bet being risk-free up to $500. Download the app today and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Hey, like the lift? How about getting paid for it? Start as a loader now at Keurig Dr. Pepper and earn $19 an hour. After 90 days, they'll bump it up to $20 an hour. Not bad for keeping yourself in shape, huh? And this is a Monday through Friday gig, so hello weekends off. You get 1 week paid vacation your first year, a 401k, medical, dental, all that good stuff too. Become a loader now for Keurig Dr. Pepper. Just text KDP Jobs to 63879 for more info or go to KeurigDrPepper.com.
Get to Menards now for the 9% manufacturer's rebate running through January 23rd on select Midwest manufacturing products. Steel roofing is one of the most popular ways to protect your home. Pro Snap and Pro Rip give your home outstanding protection with a modern look. There are 25 colors to choose from, along with the best warranty in the business. Save 9% today on the last roof you will ever need. Hurry in. Sale ends January 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. See store for details.
Big money at back in the gym class at 3:36 here on KGYM. We're going to get you a Bowling Night in America preview as well as an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard for you before 4 o'clock. But I want to bring in our friend Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. You can read his stuff online at the Gazette and their website. And as always, you can go give him a follow as well. We encourage you to do that at JE66, of course, that being the great year I think you were born and I was born and others.
That is correct.
The great class.
I have a question. Can I ask you a question before we start?
Sure.
I just wondered, what is the weight of your bowling ball and what color is it?
Mine? 15-pounder. Oh, no, 14. 14.
Okay.
Is it? No, 14, I think. 14. And
okay.
It is a cherry red and black combination.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, it looks okay. Stunning as it goes down the lane into the pocket.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get off track. I was just curious. You were talking about bowling night. So
bowling questions always welcome, Jeff. Always, always
good.
Welcome. Hey, we've got familiar faces coming back in for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, a lot of them anyway, for this spring and summer. That's good to see.
Yeah, hopefully I'll actually get to be in the clubhouse a little bit this season and get to, communicate with the guys face-to-face. That's yet to be determined, but, great to see Dink back. He's a terrific person and a great baseball guy, and, the best thing about him is, Scott, he's a diehard St. Louis Blues fan like we are. So, he actually, he moved back. They lived, him and his wife and daughter lived here,
for a few years and decided to get back to where most of their families are located, which is the St. Louis area. So, he just can't get away from Cedar Rapids.
it's a quick drive, and you get to see Blues hockey when you're down there. So it's a win-win, man.
That's right. Like I said, good baseball guy, and he's done a really good job here. He was hitting coach before getting the manager's job. This will be his third year as manager. So, with that staff, as it did last year, they'll get the most out of the guys. And, the most important thing is to help develop them and move them up to the next level.
Jeff, just to be accurate about things, people have asked me, and I think I have the right answer, but no matter what happens at the major league level on the CBA, there will be minor league baseball, right?
Yes, correct. That won't be those guys aren't under, they're not in the union, basically. So, all the levels will play, this season, so that it'll be unaffected other than, the guys, I guess, that are on the 40-man roster, right, of each major league team would be the guys that would be affected. So, whether or not the major leaguers start in April, the minor leaguers will start in April, no question.
They may be lonely at spring training. Hopefully not, but they may be. Maybe they'll get played in the big stadiums and whatnot at spring training. We'll see.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'm not optimistic. I just think there's too much poison between the two sides and a lot of short-sightedness, quite frankly. And, what's the worst thing you can do for a game that's declining in popularity? Let's have a huge labor fight and have it affect, our season. That's just brilliant, right? So I guess that's the only thing I'll say about that.
From great minds. I agree. Last night, Prairie and Iowa City West, as we shift gears to high school basketball and boys basketball. Saw a lot of sons of former Hawkeyes, that's for sure, last night, and son of the coach of the Hawkeyes for Iowa City West. And fun ball game, came right down to the last moment, and that seems to be the MO this year.
Yeah, I mean, you and I talked a little bit after the game. Scott is is a perfect representation of the Valley. It doesn't matter what the records are. It doesn't matter how a team might be playing coming into a particular game. You got to bring it. Otherwise, you're going to lose or, West case, turn it around and get a win. So, it was so striking to watch a West team that, lived and died under Hall of Fame coach Steve Bergman by the man-to-man defense decide to play zone, and it really just threw Prairie for a loop there in the third quarter and allowed the Trojans to go from a pretty lengthy deficit to a advantage and held on at the end. So a couple of pretty good clubs there, and we'll see how Friday night goes for everybody, right?
All right.
Jeff, really interesting story, I thought, in today's paper, authored by you on Cedar Valley Christian, often, I think, the forgotten school in this town. It's right down the hill from Washington High School. Very small school, very small enrollment, but a really good story on the boys' basketball side. I mean, not so long ago, they had Shelby Embrera putting up a lot of points and giving CBC some notoriety. But really interesting story about this boys team that has gotten a transfer from Chicago area.
Yeah, how about that, huh? Connor Sukel is his name. He's a 6'1 senior, and they had four freshmen start, three years ago, and they kind of grew up together, and now that they're seniors, and you add Connor Sukel here to the mix, and it's just kind of worked out to where they've become very competitive and have a legit shot at a winning season. And I can't fully imagine you know, what it must be like for a kid that played for big-time schools like, you know, Joliet Catholic and Joliet West High School, what it must be like to go from that to play, you know, Class 1A basketball here in the state of Iowa. But, you know, he said he loves it, and this happy place is where when he's in the gym and there at Isaac Newton with all of his buddies. And, you know, it's a good story, no question. You know, they're so small. I mean, they're in a combined program with Isaac Newton Christian Academy, and the combined enrollment of those two is 56. So that's about as small as you can get. And, you know, they're very competitive and in a very good league. Quite frankly, in the Tri-Rivers, and didn't go so well last night against a really good Eastern Valley team. But again, you know, Cedar Valley Christian has a chance, legit chance at a winning season. And, you know, hopefully maybe, you know, winning a game or two or whatever once the postseason rolls around.
You did in a recent notebook the lineage of, okay, Team A beat Team B, who beat Team C, who beat Team D, all the way down the line. This is the you and I have been doing this for, gosh, way too long to mention, by the way, as far as covering the MVC. But this year, top to bottom, maybe the most even this league has ever been. And good luck to everybody to try to figure things out as far as a postseason path for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess the association's got one more week to try and figure that out, because I think the postseason pairing, or the pods, not the pairings, the pods, you know, where everybody's at district-wise and sub-state-wise, is going to be released for the smallest two classes Friday, and then next Friday for the two biggest. So, I mean, it's the thing is, I mean, you know, Scott, I know we talked about this a lot. I don't think there's really a great team in the Valley this year, but there's a lot of good teams. And the bottom of the league is not bad by any stretch of the imagination. It's very competitive, pretty darn solid. And, you know, when you look at like a Waterloo East, for instance, which I think was the last team to get a win, you know, they whooped up on Iowa City High last night. And that's supposedly the worst team in the league. And, you know, we've talked about how Jefferson's had kind of a renaissance. And, you know, you just go up and down the line. It's just so much parity, and it's going to be really interesting and to find out who goes in what sub-state, how the association is going to break it up. I mean, heck, you bring a Central Iowa team over here, you know, to be in a sub-state, as I guess there was last year, right, with Kennedy and Johnston. So, yeah, just a ton of parity. It's great for us guys that sit back and watch and report on games and call the games. Probably not so great for the coaches, because you know, everybody's got a chance to beat you literally on any night.
Hey Jeff, three former Rough Riders going to be in the Olympic Games on the U.S. men's team. Now this is helped by the fact that the NHL had decided not to send its players to the Olympics, but you're not going to tell those guys, those three guys, any different.
Oh, absolutely, Mark. I mean, I think that's pretty cool. You know, it's not just one guy. It's three, right, you know, that played here. And two of them played, Mark McLaughlin and Nathan Smith actually played on the same team here. And now they're going to be teammates again, representing their country in the Winter Olympics. And Andy Mealy's the third one. Who played here. He's 33 years old, so it's been a while since he played here. But yeah, I mean, it's just a great story, and it just goes back to prove, I guess, that you know, I think, like I said in my story the other day, is that I think everybody knew that you could get to the NHL through Cedar Rapids. Now everybody knows you can get to the Olympics through Cedar Rapids, because that's literally, you know, what's happened here with those three guys. And you know, you got to think Mark Carlson has been here as coach and GM and now team prez, you know, since 1999. I mean, he's just got to be so proud, you know, to say that he helped mentor and help guide guys that are now playing in the now representing the United States in the Winter Olympics. It's a pretty darn good story to me.
It is. It is a great story out there, and a chance to put on the red, white, and blue. You don't get a chance, you know, obviously every 4 years to do that. And we're not going to see the NHLers playing in Beijing. I think if you're a big time hockey fan, you almost kind of like to see the amateurs play, or at least the lower level professionals, if you will, and get them a chance. Kind of like it. Yes, it's nostalgic back to Miracle on Ice, and but you know, it's kind of a neat thing.
Yeah, and I look at this roster, and it's really interesting to see how USA Hockey, which is the governing body of the sport here in this country, you know, kind of went about constructing this team. 15 college players, so very heavy reliance on those guys. 8 guys that are playing professionally over in Europe. That's 23, and then a couple of guys that are playing in the minor American Hockey League here in the States. And in Canada, you look at their roster, it's comprised of really a lot of guys that haven't played hockey. A lot of guys that were in the NHL, but a lot of guys that maybe haven't played or have retired, had their careers retired. So, you know, what's the best method, I guess? We'll find out. You know, if there's somehow, some way Team USA can get a gold medal, I think everybody, you know, nobody's even going to bat an eye in this country and say, oh, it wasn't the NHL guys, right? Gold medal's a gold medal. So hopefully they'll represent, you know, very well once they get over to China.
We've got the Heartlanders with their first ECHL Player of the Week in Jake Smith. So a little history there for our new franchise down 380.
A lot of firsts, right?
Right.
Their first overtime win, I think, was fairly recently. You know, it's just been a big list and a great story. They were on the road over the weekend in Indianapolis to play the brilliantly named Indy Fuel. You gotta love that. Scott is a IndyCar guy, right?
Absolutely.
Indy Fuel. So they had a couple guys called up once they got to Indianapolis to the Iowa Wild of the American Hockey League, so they're shorthanded. So they called a guy who's an assistant coach for the USHL Chicago Steel. They weren't playing. So he said, you know, he hadn't played in professional hockey since, I think, 2017 or 18. And Derek Whitmore is his name. And he, so they said, hey, you want to help us out? We're shorthanded. He said, sure, I'll drive over from Chicago to help you out. And he plays in the game, and he scores a goal the other day. You know, how cool is that? Dude hasn't played pro hockey in 5 years or whatever, and he goes out, and he's a junior coach now, assistant coach. He goes out and helps him out and scores a goal. So a lot of interesting things that happen in the ECHL. I've quickly learned that. a lot of interesting things. E-bugs, emergency goaltenders. It's a good level of hockey and a very interesting level of hockey. Let's put it that way.
Indeed. Indeed. All right, my man, keep up the great work. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it. And, we'll keep giving you a follow, JJ66, on Twitter and, reading your stuff, online at the Gazette. Thanks, man.
Thank you guys. Stay warm.
Yep. Jeff Johnson joining us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette here on the Gym Class. And Mark, I'm going to throw it to you at this time for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. First Avenue, Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
The University of Iowa has announced that its game, men's basketball game, Saturday afternoon against Penn State is a sellout. That's a 3:30 tip.
What?
Or shortly. Yeah. Yeah. Zach Johnson returns to the PGA Tour tomorrow in California at the American Express. He will tee off at 11:20 with Brant Snedeker and two amateurs. This is a pro-am conducted over three courses until Sunday. And finally, the Jones sisters at Iowa State, Ashley and Aubrey, very unlikely to play tonight because of COVID issues. That game, that will impact Iowa State's game against Texas, a top 15 matchup.
In fact, I know that Aubrey just put out on her Twitter account that she is not going to play tonight. So I would imagine that those reports are very true. And that is indeed a shame if that is the case. But Bill Finley will say the same thing, that, it's not an excuse. Going to have to go out there and get things done. And Texas is a very, very tough team. Going to be a tough one. Iowa State trying to remain unbeaten as far as the Big 12 is concerned as they take on the Texas Longhorns tonight. I would imagine there'd be a lot of venom in the arena. Everyone hates Texas in the Big 12. I don't know why. Why is that? Oh, I do know why. Yeah, I know why. 319-366-1600. That is our text line. Thank you for the text today. Do appreciate it as we take you through the Wednesday edition of the show. Kevin Lehman will join us coming up tomorrow. We'll wrap up Iowa Rutgers and get your comments out there as well. And we'll also have a Bowling Night in America wrap-up, which means we have to have a Bowling Night in America preview. And we do that right now, and it is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Thanks to Tom, the entire staff there. Check out the Pro Shop. Stop on by. Give them a call as far as open bowling is concerned. And they are the official home of Wednesday Night Bowling Night in America, which is always even more fun when we're on 31 and 32.
Week 20 in the Adult Evergreen League, and the opponent is Barry's Lanes. We always seem to bowl these guys up against the wall on 31 and 32. That's where we're at. The Rusty Nails in third place in the league. Barry's Lanes at sixth. We'll try to maintain our position tonight, if not improve it. And before we get to a little bit more, I want to give a shout out to Cedar Rapids Kennedy's Lucas Dolphin, who bowled a perfect game yesterday for the Cougars in their meet against Dubuque Senior at Cherry Lanes in Dubuque. Lucas, only the third high school bowler to bowl a perfect game this season.
Yeah, congratulations. Saw that last ball on Twitter, and he nailed it. Not a problem right there. We hope for some of those tonight as well. And our friends from Professional Bowling Concepts, second place right now in the, in the city tournament, is that correct?
I think they dropped to third, but yeah, they're doing well.
Oh, down to third. Still good. Still very good out there. We'll give you a complete wrap-up coming up tomorrow on how things went at Bowling Night in America tonight. And again, Mark, if you have any questions or want to inquire about open bowling, let them know and give them a call out there.
Phone number 362-0136. And you can always visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
All right. Feelings tonight on Iowa and Rutgers in New Jersey. Iowa's fared well here in the past, and it's a Rutgers team that has been hindered by injury for a lot of the year, but they're getting most everybody back right now. I think Iowa's got a chance. If they come out with the first half they did on Sunday against Minnesota, I think the Hawkeyes have a very good chance to pull off a road victory, and boy, that would get that sellout crowd on Saturday even more lively, I think.
It would indeed. Rutgers one game ahead of Iowa in the Big Ten standings. And I think just a little bit, certainly the Murray twins, if not others, will have Chris Street on their mind tonight.
No doubt about it. Hope you enjoyed the show. Back with you tomorrow at 3. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling.